Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This could be the next Supreme Court blockbuster. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this particular case, Kim Davis, has caught the media's attention, particularly those on the LGBTQ agenda side of this issue, because they are very concerned and they have expressed it in the headlines of their media and in the interviews in the media articles. And there have been lots of media articles that this case, Kim Davis, has the potential to overturn the Supreme Court's 2015 wrongly decided case of Obergefell versus Hodges, which is the case that dealt with marriage and struck down the marriage laws of Kentucky and some other states that said marriage was the union of a man and a woman. This case is back in the news. It's back in the news, Holly, because we recently filed our opening brief with the Federal Court of Appeals on behalf of Kim Davis, and we argue three essential things. One, that the jury verdict against Kim Davis personally should be overturned because it lacks evidence. Two, that the First Amendment right to free exercise of religion should protect her and she should be totally accommodated from her religious beliefs, perspectives. And three, and most importantly, that the 2015 Obergefell marriage decision should be overturned.
Right. So we had two same-sex couples that sued her, even though they were able to get their so-called marriage license somewhere else. They sued her, the Yates couple and the Ermold couple. And ironically, they both had their trial in the courthouse at the same time, which was a very unusual situation, I think. But we had two different rulings from two different juries, one with no award and the other one with
$100,000 per plaintiff.
The other one was $100,000 against her. Again, the same, you know, same argument, two different juries, two different awards.
Same day. They listened to the same evidence.
So now, you know, and we've been the one that started communicating about the possibility of overturning Obergefell. And as you said, it's gotten the media's attention because they're starting to get a little concerned about that.
Yeah, so we filed our brief, and in our brief, we specifically go through that history. Two juries heard the same evidence, same day. One came back with zero verdict for the plaintiffs, the Yates plaintiffs. The other one came back with $100,000 collectively for the Ermold plaintiffs. Makes no sense because there's no evidence for any damages.
Right,
award.
No damages. I mean, they said, oh, emotional damages, or one of them said he lost his job, which was not true.
Which that was proven wrong during the testimony.
Just coming after her for because they want revenge.
Well, and if you go back to 2015, the David Ermold didn't even intend to get married. But he saw this lady, Kim Davis, on social media and her religious convictions. It went on social media. So he went down with his boyfriend, partner, to harass her intentionally and videotaped it. And then that went viral. And when it went viral, he's sort of kind of blocked himself in. Mm-hmm. He's pretending that he wants to get married. Now he has this video going viral. So they decide, let's continue to press this. For the media purposes, this is what he told GQ magazine in 2015. And they continued to press it, and they went to Kim Davis, and they wanted her to issue them a marriage license. They could have gone anywhere else. In fact, on his way to work at the time, he would actually pass by a clerk's office nearby. He could have stopped there and gotten a marriage license.
Closer.
But he chose not to. He wanted to mock Kim Davis.
Well, it just shows you the agenda, Matt, because I don't think they even originally wanted to get married, could have gotten their license at a closer clerk's office, but yet wanted to make a spectacle of Kim. I mean, there was people out in front of her office yelling with megaphones saying, do your job, do your job. I mean, it was just cruel what they're doing instead of, okay, we could quietly go and get our license and go along with our lives, but no, we have to assault this faith filled woman because she won't accommodate us.
Yeah, and in fact, they've actually indicated that they hate the word accommodation. So they don't like the fact that you have religious convictions.
But they would want accommodations in the other way.
They want to override anybody who has a religious conviction that doesn't agree with them, or any other conviction that doesn't agree with them and or their actions. So they targeted Kim. Kim actually did get an accommodation from the newly elected governor in December of 2015 when he was elected by executive order. He issued an order saying that the state of Kentucky, the Commonwealth, has no compelling interest in forcing the clerks or Kim Davis mm-hmm. to issue these licenses, and so he accommodated them.
I mean, granted, they were issuing accommodations for hunting licenses.
Yeah, you could opt out of hunting and fishing licenses.
That makes no sense.
But not out of same-sex marriage
yeah.
licenses. So this gave the accommodation, and then in April of 2016, the unanimous legislature, both the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats all came together, and they passed a law that gave permanent accommodation. So she ultimately won what she had asked for. But then this case continued because they wanted to come after Kim. And this verdict came out last year, 2023. And as a result of that, the judge awarded more money for attorney's fees, awarded about $260,000 in attorney's fees and cost against Kim Davis personally, plus the $100,000. So you have about $360,000 being awarded against Kim Davis in her personal capacity.
Yeah, granted, this judge has not exactly been objective the whole time.
Well, he's the one who threw Kim Davis into prison for
right,
6 days.
Right.
And that's what ultimately garnered international attention when that happened. Kim was the first person to actually be jailed after Obergefell came into existence. So this case goes on, and now we have filed an appeal. We have prepared our large legal argument in our brief, and we're asking the Court of Appeals to overturn the jury verdict because there's no evidence for these damages. Number two, grant religious accommodation because she already got religious accommodation, but she should have gotten it when she first asked for it from the previous Democratic governor, because the First Amendment guarantees such religious accommodation. And had he followed the law, there would have been no case, nothing, no issue. We wouldn't be here talking about it. And then number three, we're asking the Court of Appeals, we're at least putting it out there because we're preserving this for the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Obergefell. Speaking of Obergefell, it was decided at the end of June 2015 on a Friday, the last day of the Supreme Court's term. And that was a 5-4 decision. The strongest dissent and the more well-reasoned dissent in terms of length, he just goes on and on, is the Chief Justice, John Roberts. He was very upset with this five, what he called lawyers. He didn't even call them the majority. He didn't call them justices or judges. He called them lawyers. He said that it's just an opinion of five lawyers, not a legal judgment. And don't celebrate because the Constitution has nothing to do with this.
Right.
And
it's an agenda being fulfilled.
It's an agenda. So he gave a very strong dissent along with Thomas and Alito, who are still on the bench. There was a 5-4 decision. But three of those justices, Kennedy, O'Connor, and Souter, well, I should say Kennedy, Souter, and then we have Ginsburg, are not there anymore. Three are no longer there. Yeah.
Okay.
So only two of those are still there, which would be Kagan and Sotomayor.
Okay.
Those are the only two that were on the bench in 2015.
And this happened with Kim Davis right after that in 2015.
Yeah. So this happened the Friday, last Friday of June. Mm-hmm. And then the next week is the 4th of July week. It was that week that Kim Davis got targeted, and the week after, I think, is when the lawsuit came.
And, you know, Kim Davis, she is a woman who loves the Lord, loves her family, loves everyone. She hates no one, and she didn't do this out of spite or anything. It's just she was following her religious convictions, which is quite courageous, I believe, and commending her for that. And now they've come after her with vengeance in this whole case. So we're not over.
She actually says, I have no animosity toward anyone and harbor no ill will. This is a matter of religious liberty, which is protected under the First Amendment, the Kentucky Constitution, and in the Kentucky Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Our history, she says, is filled with accommodations mm-hmm. for people's religious freedom, and conscience.
And, you know, she's since retired from her position. She just wants to live her life peacefully with her family.
Pray for our Kim Davis case, and pray for Kim and her husband Joe and the family.
Mm-hmm.
They've been the targets of this issue, and with all the new media attention on it, we have received an increase of threats and death threats, and so does she as well. So pray for her protection, pray for the family's protection, pray for our protection, and ultimately pray for total victory in this case as we go up to the Court of Appeals, because after that, the next stop is the U.S. Supreme Court. This case could be the next Supreme Court blockbuster. For more information, go to lc.org/Kim.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.